A Map of the Body by Corgi Girl. Read by Jade's Fire. Upper Left Quadrant. She begins here. The oil warm on her hands, his body prone on the table. Her fingertips first tracing and then working into the trapezius muscles of his neck and shoulder. She slips her hands around his neck and seeks the tight straps of the sternocleidomastoid muscles. The human head is heavy, but she immediately knows this man holds his high. She imagines, on better days, that his posture has a boldness that belies his disability. As she works, she sees in her mind's eye the anatomy charts on the classroom walls. The musculature of the human back is, she thinks, particularly beautiful. A long diamond that flares at the shoulders and tapers down just above the pelvis. The layers of the muscles remind her of the strata of the earth, revealed in riverbanks, of the patterns in the sand where water flows. This is the living strata of the body, the antagonists, the prime movers, the synergists all working in concert. He walks off balance, and she can feel this in the rigid columns of muscles that lie along his spine. She kneads, pushes in with the heels of her hands, and feels them finally loosen under her palms. Lower Left Quadrant. Because they do not share a language, she hums softly to fill the silence. Lullabies her mother sang at home in Sao Paulo, fado songs from the radio, snatches of music from the free recitals at the college choir. This leg, her hands instantly tell her, is heavily muscled. The attachment of the rectus femoris just above his knee is deeply chiselled, and below his calf, the gastrocnemius ends in an upside-down heart. The muscle there is smooth and elastic under her fingertips. Her hands tell her he was not crippled early in life. These muscles are much different from those handicapped in childhood. Once, not so long ago, this man ran without a second thought. He has long, pale feet, just like the marble Christ in the cathedral, but she is certain anyone who walked as much as Jesus did not have such beautiful feet. This living foot is calloused, but not rough. She glances at his shoes on the floor beside his clothes, and sees that the left one has more wear. Her knuckles dig into the pressure points in the sole of his foot, and she looks up at him. His face is more relaxed at last. Upper Right Quadrant. She lifts his right arm and feels the faint click of worn cartilage inside the shoulder. The deltoid and triceps muscles bulge under his skin, and she rubs her palm down the bicep. Feels the swollen ridge of the biceps tendon. She wraps her fingers around his elbow and seeks the attachment of the biceps brachii. This arm carries the weight of his body. There are 700 skeletal muscles in the body. Damaging one inevitably changes the others. She feels the strain in the tendons and knows how long it takes them to heal. He will always be in pain. Lower Right Quadrant. She rubs more oil on her hands and traces the ridges of scar. They adhere to the tissue underneath, and the femur is not far below the surface of the skin. Her first touch is gentle, small repetitive movements with her fingertips as she explores the jagged dead ends of remaining muscle. "Mas," he says quietly. "It is not the right language. Portuguese and Spanish are not the same. But it's close enough." She increases the pressure, pushing her thumbs deeply into the muscles around the scar. They are ropey under his skin, like ship hawsers under great strain. It takes 40 muscles working in coordination to take a single step. She slips her hands under his leg and feels the tension in the biceps femoris and the semitendinosus. These work now in ways never intended. Because they do, he can walk, but the labour of it is written in his body. She presses in with the heel of her hand and rolls it away, down his leg, so that the circulation will improve. The contour of this calf is slimmer, and his foot is softer. Only the ball of his foot is calloused. The muscles he has left make it easier to lift his heel. If he lives to be an old man, the difference in his legs will be evident to anyone who looks at him. She tries not to think about how long the bodies under her hands will last. They are all in decline when she touches them. She doesn't know what caused this man's wound, but the injury was grievous. That she cannot change. She holds his foot in her hand, her fingers rubbing between the fine metatarsal bones, and imagines his pain, like a river, flowing past this delta and away into the sea.